From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it is just minutes after 7 o'clock, and that means, my friend, you have made it to the weekend. I hope you're going to enjoy it and get some much-needed R&R or some rest or some entertainment or whatever it is. We are here to help you actually find some of that over the weekend. And when I say we, it's not just me, Kevin McCullough. It's Christine Nicholas as well. Hello, lady.
Hello, Kevin McCullough. So good to see you, but I don't know. I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. You're sounding like you got a little frog in your throat there.
Yeah, it's my own doing. So yeah. A few days ago.
Wait, can I guess how this happened?
Sure, go ahead.
I know you're a big time Texas Rangers fan, right? But I think
especially
I
after
saw
last
you.
Year. I mean, yeah. we finally got our ring.
Yes, finally. Yes. But I thought I saw you on TV today while I was watching the Yankee game, hollering and screaming when they were losing. So was that you?
No,
were
that
you
wasn't
at
me.
Yankee Stadium today?
No, that was not
you.
Me.
Okay, because
yeah.
There's a lookalike. There's a doppelganger in the Bronx right now that looks just like Kevin McCullough.
That's frightening.
His head off.
I thought it was bad enough that one of them was walking the planet. Please God, don't let there be two of us.
Well,
all right.
Come on, like New York, twice as nice. New York,
yeah.
New York.
Well, that's very kind of you, but it was not me. And in fact, I have done so much radio and television today because I've filled in on the news channel. Jerry Crowley called me as soon as the earthquake had gotten started, and he said, "Hey, Kev, we need hourly reports on both stations." I had shows for both stations, and we're here, just after 7 talking still. So I need to probably rest my voice a little bit after we get done tonight, but we'll see. We'll see where we are afterwards. But it's always fun to see you.
A hot toddy.
Yeah, well,
a nice hot toddy would be good.
But see, tell me I don't deserve what I got, because the reason I think this came down is I haven't gotten seasonal allergies for a long time. But last week, I was trying to figure out how to replace one of the shower head faucets in the kids' bathroom. And I was looking on YouTube and I was watching tutorials and I was trying to figure out what I needed to do. And I needed to find the water main in my house. I'd never had messed with the water main before. It turns out in my kitchen, I have to pull my refrigerator out of its place, get back behind it. The water heater for the house is back there. I have to reach around this enormous water heater and just barely, and I have long arms, just barely can reach the tip of the water main and then turn it up from where it's, it's like sitting horizontal and you got to turn it vertical. And I figured it out. That was the water main. But when I got up, I realized that the whole thing was caked in dust and all of this stuff was back there. And I think I got some of that stuff in me. So,
yeah,
I was kind of stupid. Should have had my mask on. I didn't have Mr. Fauci standing here saying, "Hey, Kev, put your mask on." Cause that's what I would probably would have saved myself if I had done that. But I was not.
Yeah,
smart enough.
I mean, there's another way of handling that, Kevin, which I always do. Yeah, I got a guy for that. I just know that is not my line of work.
But I'm kind of that guy. Like, if I can fix it, I want to try to fix it on my own. I mean, I'll save a few bucks doing that. But I get this.
Saved a few bucks, but now listen to you.
That's right.
Come on.
And everybody that sees me somehow thinks that this is associated with the surgery. So they're like, right. "Kev, you sound terrible. How's the healing going?" No, the healing's fine. The incisions are great. Surgeon saw them last week, said they're looking beautiful. This has nothing to do with that. I'm just an idiot. That's what this is. I just am doing goofy stuff.
Well, lucky for you, we have two guys tonight that are going to be our guests. Smartall from the Yankees and Tracy Neoparent from Myriad Restaurant Group. Tracy, of course, representing the Mets, and Marty Appel, all things about Yankees. So you get the two of them together and there's usually no need to speak at all, because what they have to say is always very interesting.
Yeah.
And they have the gift of gab, if you will. So it'll be interesting to see what their predictions are for their team of choice. And unfortunately, as we all know, the Yankees did not deliver today, a home opener win, but it's a long season, so you know.
But Christine, but
we
come
expect
on.
Perfection.
I know you're a Yankee fan. They're 6-2. They have the best record in the American League, and they have the best record in the toughest division in the American League. I mean,
they're only one up from the Red Sox, though. And of course,
my pitiful little Texas Rangers, repeating World Series champs, if I might throw that in there. They're 4-2, so you're two games up on you know the reigning champs. So that's so cool to be able to say to Yankees fans who may be listening tonight, my Rangers are the defending champs, and your Yankees aren't. That's just I've never had that opportunity. Before. I'm going to use that all the time this year. I'm going to go every. Not a good idea.
Okay, well, it's up to you, but just make sure that your record kind of reflects the kind of season that you're talking about. You know, because right now the Yankees are in first place and the Rangers not so much. So 6-2 beats 4-2.
They're tied for first in their division.
In their divisions, but come on, you got to think about the divisions. The AL East is just so much far superior.
That's true.
Than any other division.
Those teams are tough. Everyone in your division has a winning record except the last place team, and they are only one game under 500.
Yeah, statistically, you can't all have a winning record if you're playing each other, right? I would assume someone has to be 4-4 or 4-3.
You know what I've never understood, though, and I might ask the guys about this. Other sports at some point in time came to the realization that if you didn't put a salary cap in place, you were just going to have franchises that were super rich and could pay the top dollar for the top player and put all of the top players on one team. And look, Yankees did it for years. When Steinbrenners were there, I mean, they bought and bought and bought, and all those 27 championships, I mean, that they really worked out well. But you know, like the Montreal Expos, they have no money. They're in socialist Canada. Like, how are they supposed to field a competitive team being in the same major league arena with teams like the New York Yankees?
Right. Well, and the Rockies don't put a whole lot of money into their club, and look at look where they are. But, you know, let's ask the experts. When Marty Appel and Tracy Neoparent come on, we should ask them about that. I mean, Marty's been affiliated with the Yankees for, you know, close to 40 years now. I don't want to date him, you know, or anything, but he is really the expert on all things Yankees. He's written, I think, 14 books on the Yankees. So, you know, really fabulous that we're having him on again.
Well, and what's fun is all you have to do is bring up like one word and they can each tell you 10 stories about whatever you mentioned, like it's association, and they just go.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So, well, I missed today's game. I usually do go to the home opener, but
that's because you were taking cover under your desk, like we all were at 10:23 this morning.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we actually were having a little construction done in our home. So I was convinced that it was the contractor that kind of hit a wrong thing. And I was like to yelling at my husband going, honey, what is going on? What's going on? And he being the sports writer and cool as a cucumber, he's like, it's an earthquake, and then gets back to writing whatever he was writing. You know, this is a guy that is used to writing stories at Madison Square Garden and at Rupp Arena and, you know, covering the Kentucky basketball, like people scream like madmen around him, and he can just continue to write and zone it all out. And he's like, it's probably an earthquake. I'm like, really? So
well,
calm.
It was really weird for me. This was the first earthquake that I've been in that I remembered it happening. Like, I was in my living room. I was actually sitting at my piano working on some stuff for this weekend, and I had just stopped what I was working on and was just like a second from starting up again. And it sounded like a bus just drove through like the back half of my house. And I ran out to see what had happened. Of course, there was no damage or anything, thankfully. But I wandered out into the street and all my neighbors are out there going, yeah, that was an earthquake. What? It's like, oh, so that's what it feels like. Okay, now I understand.
Well, and you were closer to the epicenter than most, so I'm glad everything
worked
out.
Although I wasn't that close. We did okay. No damage. Everyone's safe. It's a good outcome for a fairly large earthquake. Largest earthquake on the East Coast since the 1880s.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. Come right back. Talk lots of baseball. Stay here.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Like AM970, The Answer? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook. Interact with us. Share your thoughts about your favorite shows. Give feedback to our hosts. Share your opinion on hot topics. Learn about events and more. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Here are the official rules for AM 970 The Answer giveaways. Contestants are prohibited from winning more than once during any six-month period. Employees of Salem Media of New York, LLC, affiliated companies, agents, and their immediate families are ineligible to win. When we give you the signal, call AM 970 for a chance to win. Winners are chosen at random. Winners are responsible for taxes, if any. All federal, state, and local laws apply. All participants hold AM 970, its parent company, affiliates, and agents harmless. To obtain the names of winners, send an email request to contact@nycradio.com. Complete giveaway rules are available at the AM 970 studios and offices during regular business hours or online at am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas explains what we're witnessing.
This prosecutor in New York City is trying to get Donald Trump to pay like $400 million.
Yeah.
And if he can't pay that in cash, they're going to like try to seize Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm.
This is what communists do, ladies and gentlemen. You don't like them, you find a crime, and then you seize their property.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back. It's Radio Night Live, Fun Friday edition. We are working our way to the weekend. If you're listening, you've already made it to the weekend. So many congratulations to you. And Christine, our guests tonight, they really need no introduction to the Radio Night Live family because we get these guys back a couple of times a year to do nothing more than just talk baseball.
It is fun. I'm so happy to welcome back our posse of Marty Appel as the number fan in New York City because he was the publicist for the Yankees for many years, starting out answering mail for Mickey Mantle. And Marty joins us. He is also the author of many, many Yankee books. So welcome back, Marty. And then on his left, literally on his left, is Tracy Neporant, partner with the Myriad Restaurant Group, but also known as The Fork, his baseball name, when he plays on the Mets spring leagues or whatever it is that he plays with the Mets, because he's also known as the number one Met fan in New York City. So, Kevin, the fact that we have these two gems with us, these two diamonds, if you will, on a day where opening day for the Yankees and opening night, in a sense, for the Mets. Well, I should say opening because they finally won a game, Tracy. But
now, wait a minute, Christine. Okay. All
this
I want to say
get
is
ugly
this,
fast.
That the 1-5 New York Mets are now the hot team in New York. Whether you're the Yankees now, 6-2.
Well, just because we lost one game, it just happened to be our opener.
I'm just talking about the most recent results. That's all. And I live in a delusional world where, you know, I can create a rationale that we're actually doing better. But we are in the last 24 hours. That, of course, was following going 13 innings without a hit, which we did, which we've never done in our history. It was pretty futile. But then, of course, Pete Alonso, and this is why you have to pay Pete Alonso and keep him, comes through in the ninth inning when all looks like it's lost. And he reaches out there and he strokes a nice home run and he inspires them to a walk-off victory. So they could fly to Cincinnati with a song in their hearts and a little kick in their step. And now they're ready to take on the Redlegs.
Tracy's drinking, I think more of us need it.
I'd like to bring up my mentor and predecessor at the Yankees, a gentleman named Bob Fischel, who worked in baseball for more than 40 years. And he was 20 years the Yankees PR director. And then he went to the American League, where he was PR director for the league. And he took on a more worldly view of the first week of baseball. And he said that the baseball should be very happy if every team sells out and wins their home opener, so the capacity crowd goes home believing in this team and happy. And that's a nice thought. It wouldn't happen.
Yeah, he's spot on.
Oakland, but
what would he have said about today, Marty? What would he have said about today's Yankee game?
Today's Yankee game was a disappointment, and we've already got some key guys in slumps, so we have to shake this off quickly.
Man, that doesn't take long.
Yeah, no, I was thinking the same thing. I was at Citi Field on opening day, and you look around and you see it's a sellout, and you say there's never been a time where you can create more goodwill than today because everybody really wants to cheer. They're happy. The possibilities are endless. There's no defeats. And then they end up, they only had one hit in that game. It turned out to be a home run, but only one hit. Today, the Yankees had a full house, and coming back from a triumphant opening on the road, and then they're flat at home. Now, you know, it's a long season. It's a long season. So these games, you can't read too much into them. You just can't. And I think what Marty said about Bob Fischel is totally correct. I mean, but the problem is on social media, you see all these people, they're ready to jump off a bridge already, you know, and you can't do that. This is baseball, and you have to be resilient, and you have to realize that there are going to be peaks and valleys, and you have to just ride through it.
Well said.
Well, Mets fans have a lot of practice at saying it.
Well, we've been down in the valley quite a bit.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not a Western between show, you and the Cubs. I don't know. I don't know which fan base deserves, you know, greater mercy when they reach the pearly gates, because between Cubs fans and Mets fans, you guys have suffered mightily over the years.
You know, the thing is that things do change. You know, we were talking before we went on the air. Right now, we have three guys on the Mets, Nimmo, Lindor, and McNeil, who are hitting 0.48, 0.42, and 0.67.
Wow.
Now, there's no way they're going to hit that across the season. I mean, that's just not going to happen. In these six games, none of them have an RBI, and they each have one hit. So it's a very deep valley. And we mentioned that Soto started off great for the Yankees, 9-for-17. But now in his last 17 at-bats, he's 1-for-16. So look, he was red hot. Now he's ice cold. But he's going to be back because he's talented. And it's just the way the game is. And
you do
just
have the
to have
same
patience.
Feelings for Giancarlo Stanton?
Well, you know, I don't know because he gets hurt a lot. And
what is the over-under on him making it to May 1st this year?
Yeah, that's a good... he's drastically overpaid, you know, for his production has actually been.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the effort is there. And I don't think he's trying to hit, you know, 195. But unfortunately, or to, you know, strain an oblique or whatever, every year it's another part of his body that goes south on him.
I mean, the stat they poured out today about Stanton was something like 22 at-bats, 13 strikeouts.
Yeah, that's I could probably carry that too. You know? I could accomplish that, I think. Then again, I might strike out every single time. So,
Gracie, you mentioned the pearly gates before, and I frequently bring that up because people ask, "Do you want to be cremated?" And I say, "No, I want to protect myself in case there are intramural leagues up there. I want to be ready." So
There you go.
Well, Marty, what would your name be if you had a baseball name? Like Tracy Niepurin obviously is called The Fork because of his wonderful...
I need to ask him about that.
That was from Mets Dream Camp. You know, we all had a baseball card, and they had to have a moniker for all the players. So because I was in the restaurant business, I became The Fork.
It wasn't because you threw a mind-numbingly deceptive two-finger split seam.
No, they would probably call me the chopstick then or something. I don't know if I just didn't have. I was a reasonably good defensive player. I could catch the ball and throw the ball. Hitting was not my forte, so that was tough.
Christine, I saw a breakdown. Last week.
Marty, let's hear what Marty's name
is. Yeah, Marty, go ahead.
If he's on in the heavenly.
I don't have a name for myself, but I got a 4-month-old pet beagle yesterday, and we named him Scooter.
After Phil Rizzuto.
Yeah, so.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. That's Scooter awesome.
Scooter is adjusting. He's only been here 26 hours now.
He's awfully quiet. You know, Phil Rizzuto was one of the more vocal Yankees, so I think it's perfect that you got a, beagles are also some of the most vocal dogs, so I get used to it.
We are talking baseball, beginning of the season, an earthquake. What else could happen in the next 24 hours? Tracy Niepurin and Marty Appel are with us. She's Christine. I'm Kevin. Stay here.
SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Israeli military has dismissed 2 officers and reprimanded 3 others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed 7 aid workers on a food delivery mission. The military says a retired general's investigation into the killings found the officers had mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. The result of the investigation marked an embarrassing admission by Israel, which faces growing accusations from key allies. Stocks posted solid gains on Wall Street as a strong report on employment showed the U.S. economy continues to chug along. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 307 points, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 1.2%. U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong number of jobs in March. This is SRN News.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Talk to somebody. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to join me and Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this 4th of July weekend. Reserve your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of Vox stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP.
Did you know high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, one in two adults has high blood pressure. That's a 50-50 chance you're a walking time bomb. But you, not Big Pharma, can take control of your blood pressure before it's too late with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that can actually help lower your blood pressure. 120 Life is formulated with ingredients that have been shown to naturally help control high blood pressure and are endorsed by thousands of health professionals. You can try it yourself risk-free with their two-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com, use the coupon code Mike to save 15%, and you'll get free shipping too. They're so sure that 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they'll give you your money back if you're not satisfied. You've got nothing to lose but those high blood pressure numbers. Order today. Visit 120life.com, use the coupon code Mike to save 15% at checkout. 120life.com, coupon code Mike. This is serious. This is your life we're talking about. 120life.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back. It's our annual kind of first part of the baseball season look ahead here on Radio Night Live on Friday with Christine Nicholas and Kevin McCullough, and two of the all-time greats, at least when it comes to Mets and Yankee facts and trivia and history, are our special guests, Marty Appel and Tracy Neporant. And Tracy, you were talking about your own skill in catching and throwing, but having trouble hitting. I had not seen this diagram till literally just like 3 days ago, but it was a breakdown of the amount of time adjacent to space that a MLB batter has to get the barrel onto the ball. And you're talking about, I think it was something crazy like 11/1,000th of a second from the time that you can spot it to the time that you touch it, because the ball's coming so fast. And the fact that anybody gets a bat on a ball at the major league level is really, really incredible.
I think that pitchers who have really good control have a big advantage over hitters because
absolutely,
they can put the ball exactly where they want. It's the guy who's a little bit wild, you can sometimes hit one of his stakes or earn a walk. But it's very tough. I mean, look, when you're an amateur trying to play ball like I was with Dream Week, and you're going against some professional players, they can basically toy with you, you know, but they try to make it competitive. But, you know, the ball, they move the ball around a lot. So you just can't get comfortable, you know. So you're looking for, they always talk about how you're looking for a ball in your zone, you know, a ball to hit. Every hitter has maybe one spot where if they make contact, they might be able to accomplish something. Otherwise, they're popping it up or they're grounding it out or they're striking.
But 11/1,000th of a second, I mean, who could blame them for not being able to exactly get the barrel on the ball every time?
More to the point of that is I've been watching baseball since 1955.
You've seen a few of these.
And when the announcers talk about what a great at-bat that was, he fouled off five pitches until he got the one he wanted. Completely false. nobody, except maybe Wade Boggs or Rod Carew or Tony Gwynn, but nobody can intentionally foul off pitches waiting for the one they want. You don't have enough time to do that, and nobody has that kind of bat control. It's one of those myths that keep getting perpetuated in baseball.
Yeah. No, it's a well-made point. Well, so we've kind of delved into the early part of the seasons and kind of the woes and the kind of, you know, soft starts. But what's your real sense, Marty, about where the Yankees could break through? And if what you're seeing on the field right now is what it is at, are you looking to make trades even early in the season to try to strengthen some of the weaknesses?
Yeah, I'm concerned about Rizzo and LeMahieu, two key guys. LeMahieu's hurt at the moment, but I see them both on the downside of their career, and that's a concern. And Stanton will forever, as long as he's there, bring down the lineup, so long as he's in the middle of the lineup. So there are some major concerns there, and maybe this is the year they bite the bullet on Stanton and say, this is a big check we're writing you, but it's been great, thank you. What I'm optimistic about is that it's such a good division that teams are going to keep beating each other. And if the Yankees can just hang in there, play around 500, maybe a few games above, until Gerrit Cole comes back, that could really define their season. And it could be a very good one.
Yeah.
There could be weaknesses in the lineup, but there's also, at the end of the day, there's a budget, even if you're the Yankees, with probably the deepest pockets in Major League Baseball, and they probably look at that as well, Marty. I mean, does that have any bearing on the changeups?
Well, it's not like it used to be. Now every team is rich thanks to the current TV contracts, and the Mets are richer than anybody. They have the richest owner in baseball, but it's no longer the deciding factor. Cincinnati, Kansas City, any of them, if they really desire a high-priced player, can go out and get them because they're all making that kind of money from the TV contracts.
I know it sounds crazy with a 1-5 start, but I'm optimistic for a lot of reasons. Number one, we didn't have Diaz last year. He was the best relief pitcher in baseball the year before. He's back, and he looks pretty good. We have Alvarez, a young catcher who's coming into his own, who looks very solid. Alonso is in his walk year, so he's got a lot of reasons to want to do well this year. Marte was injured last year, and he looks healthy now, so I think he'll be back. You can't expect Nimmo and Lindor and McNeil to continue on the path they're on right now. And we got some pitching. Minaya pitched very well. Guy we got from the Giants, he looked good. Senga's hurt. He was our best guy last year, but he's going to be back hopefully sooner rather than later. Severino, the ex-Yankee, you know, he didn't look too good the first time he was out there, but I still have hope that there's something left in the tank there and that he can be a reasonable facsimile of what he used to be. So, you know, we're not necessarily, and J.D. Martinez, who is a prolific DH, we signed him very late in the game, so he's down in the bushes now getting into shape. But when he comes back, he's a 30 home run, 100 RBI guy in the middle of your lineup. So I have reason to think that the season could be interesting and not gloom and doom.
All right, we got to take another break. Tracy Neporin and Marty Appel, two of baseball's greatest lovers and historians and knowers of things, are with us, and we will continue in a moment.
You know, the boys this summer are back at it, and Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey means it's time for their Grand Slam event. Our friend Alex Kinsella is a big baseball fan. He's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models. 1.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. At Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at just $79 a month on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call them today, 973-705-8905, and have Alex's team show you how easy it is to get into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event. Again, that's 973-705-8905. You speak with someone from Route 22 Toyota about your favorite Toyota model. And remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval during their Grand Slam event from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. Tell them Joe sent you.
Offers end April 30th, subject to primary lender approval. Leasing and financing on select new Toyota models through TFS. Not all buyers will qualify. Call or visit Route 22 Toyota.
toyota.com for details.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas, right? You know what it'll take to get you through? How about this? $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my sponsor and my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for about half the cost. The average family of four saves nearly $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military, our veterans, who creates American jobs, and who refuses to advertise on the fake news networks. Instead, they support us. Dial #250 from your phone, and when prompted, say the keyword Mike Gallagher and make the switch to Pure Talk so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Dial #250 and say the keyword Mike Gallagher and switch to Pure Talk.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Charlie Kirk sees more control from the left.
RFK Jr. being on the ballot. This is bad news for the Democrats. You see, the Democrats, they don't like choices. The party of democracy, they want complete control over anyone that might be center left in this country. They don't want free thinkers or independent minded. And this is terrifying.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
AM 970 The Answer. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Back on Fun Friday, Radio Night Live. She's Christine Nicholas. I'm Kevin McCullough. And we are happy to have Tracy Neporin and Marty Appel back with us. Marty, your Yankees are off to a 6-2 start. Your division is loaded this year. I mean, the Rays are the only ones that don't have a winning record at this point, and they're only off by one game. Everybody else is above 500. Will you have the most competitive division in baseball?
It's been said that the American League East is the toughest division for a long time. And those teams continue. I mean, Baltimore was down for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, they're another elite club. So, yes, I think the American League East remains an elite division. And as such, these teams can have the tendency to knock each other off and perhaps all stay in the 500 range, which gives the Yankees an opportunity to just stay close enough till Gerrit Cole returns.
Now, Christine, I want it to be noted.
Kevin,
I want it to be noted today. I want it to be noted that I have waited until this deep into the show to gloat at all about my Texas Rangers.
Okay.
And they're off to a good start too. So anyway, that's I just want to throw that in there. Tracy, what are you anticipating in terms of league wide? What teams scare you the most right now if you're looking at the entirety of MLB?
Well, I mean, to start the season, I'd have to say that the teams that scared me most were the Brewers and the Tigers. But we, you know, at least we got that last win. Look, we're in the same division as the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves, I think, are the best team in baseball. They're stacked. They have underachieved in the postseason. This could be their year. They got Ronald Acuña, who's the best player in the game. If they keep healthy, they're going to be very formidable. And the Phillies are right there also. So, you know, we've got two teams in our division that are very tough. Now, we're fortunate in that we missed the playoffs last year and the Marlins were ahead of us. The Marlins were off to a dreadful start. They got rid of their general manager, who was very smart and good, and she did a great job. I think her name was Ng.
Kim Ng.
Yeah, Kim Ng. You know, they that was a stupid mistake on their part. And they're 0-8 now, and they're on their way to oblivion. They're either 0-8 or 0-9, but they're, I don't know if, again, it's a long season, but I don't think they're going to be a threat this year. So I think the Mets, we have a chance to slip in. Now, obviously, everybody pays attention to the Dodgers because they've got all the superstars. We don't know what's going to happen with Ohtani and that gambling situation. I think everybody's hoping that there's no involvement there, and because he's, you know, he's the bright light of baseball, and you can't have him be on the shelf for any reason. I think in the National League, you know, there's several teams that you know, can be formidable. Last year, nobody thought that the Diamondbacks would make it into the World Series, and they snuck in, and you know, they weren't up to the level of the Rangers, but they, you know, it was a good series.
Well, Tracy, you've got a chance to see how the Mets are going to be doing this Monday when the Mets meet with the Braves on the road.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Well, it's a house of horrors for us in Atlanta. We have never really pitched very or played very well there, but, you know, I'm hopeful. One of the things when you go on your first road trip, it's an ability of the team to do some bonding. The players are together. They're away from home and the distractions of home.
Yeah.
And everybody asking for tickets for opening day and the opening series and all that. So I think it's a time for the team to get closer together. We have a new manager who's just finding his way now, Mendoza. And, you know, if this lineup doesn't work, we've got some guys. We've got Acuna's brother down on the farm, Luis Angel Acuna. We got a guy named Drew Gilbert, and we have another guy named Jet Williams. These are all very good prospects that are going to be part of the Mets' future. So no one is claiming that this is the year that we're going to go to the World Series. I think if we could get into the playoffs, that would be great accomplishment. We're not burdened like the Yankee fans with, like, it's all or nothing. If we don't get the World Series this year, we're doomed. And their problem is that they have to decide, you know, whether they're going to be able to keep Soto or not. And I think that if they have a great season and go to the World Series, he'll probably be more predisposed to stay there. If not, you know, he'll go to the highest bidder, and that, well, could be the Mets. Who knows?
Yeah. Just got a follow up on the pay scale, because Christine was talking about, you know, the ability for the Yankees to buy success. We all know that Major League Baseball doesn't have a salary cap. Would either of you ever embrace that idea for Major League Baseball just to make parity a little more like what the NBA and the NFL have been able to do?
I always felt it would be a good thing for the game, but the union is so strong, they'll oppose it so vehemently. I think it's just a thought that's too unrealistic to dwell on.
I think what the Mets are trying to do, and I think it's laudatory, because Cohen can outspend everybody, but he really wants to build a farm system that replenishes talent, especially pitching, because pitching becomes very expensive and it breaks down very easily.
Very easily.
And we've learned that the hard way. Yes, sure, he can outspend everybody, but, you know, we learned with Scherzer last year and Verlander that you can't buy your way to success. And we got these guys when they were a little too long in the tooth, to be honest with you. But fortunately, we cut bait and we were able to get some good young talent in return. Now, time will tell whether that turns out to be a successful formula or not. But I do think building a good farm system, having really good instruction, great facilities, which he can provide for, is a good idea. And look, nobody ever tries to charge you less when you go to the ballpark. You know, so I want them to spend and I want them to do the best to put a good product on there, because we're going there and we're paying for it.
Well, speaking of the ballparks, folks, you know, part of what we do here at Radio Night Live is we're promoting New York City. We do want to promote baseball because it is an amazing opportunity that New Yorkers have, because we have two great teams. And this Monday, folks, if you're planning on going to the Yankee game to see the Marlins, right? So talk about you know, the sunshine state, right? So, and what's happening is the eclipse. So they've moved the game. So if you have tickets for the, I believe it was a 1 o'clock start, it's now going to be a 6 p.m. start. You're still going to get the commemorative T-shirt. So I think this is going to be another opportunity, in a sense, Marty, of like a second home opener, because I think there's going to be a lot of excitement for this game because they're giving away the Eclipse T-shirt. I believe they may be giving away glasses, but there's just something so unique because you'll remember for years to come where you were on the day of the eclipse. So, Marty Appel, you think you're going to head out to Yankee Stadium on Monday?
I was there when men walked on the moon and they put it on the scoreboard and stopped the game.
Wow.
69. Jack Aker was on the mound. I remember it like yesterday. So I think I'll be there.
Anyway, Marty Appel, Tracy Neporant, we're out of time, but it is always so much fun to just have you guys come over and talk about baseball with us. Thanks for contributing a little bit of time for our night tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
When we come back, Christine's got tips for your weekend. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. When you think about getting up in the morning and wandering to your refrigerator, do you ever have any doubt that there's going to be something in there? I don't. I mean, I'm being candid. God's been really good. My kids, when they wake up, they know that there's going to be some breakfast cereal, some milk. And on Saturdays, Dad's going to make them eggs, sometimes to order, whatever they ask for. It's just what I do. I like to make the scrambled or the fried or whatever they want. I enjoy giving that to them. But I'm also mindful that there are children that woke up this morning that don't have a refrigerator, they don't have a home, and they don't have anything to eat. That's the kids that are being reached by Food for the Poor. And this next week, we are going to start feeding them food that will save their lives. I hope you'll join us. Call 855-919-4673 if you'd like to give now.
In Two Creations, Bara and Asa, Emmanuel J. Charles reveals that life on Earth was not evolved, but created by Almighty God. He explains that the first three verses of the Bible should be considered as three distinct events that took place in four different eras of Earth's history. This book presents undeniable claims supported by logical reasoning, scientific evidence, and biblical truth. Get your copy now.
Available on Amazon now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
War has played a key role in the history of the United States, from the nation's founding right down to the present. Wars made the United States independent, kept it together, increased its size, and established it as a global superpower. Hi, I'm James Early, host of the Key Battles of American History podcast. In each episode, I discuss American history through the lens of the most important battles of America's wars. To start listening now, go to ParthenonPodcast.com or search Key Battles of American History on your favorite podcasting platform.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. Final few minutes of Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us. And whatever you want to do for the weekend, we're going to have lots of tips for you. Christine always does. And my voice made it, Christine. So miracles do happen. I'm still here. We're still alive. So it's all good.
And as we keep going, you sound stronger and stronger, Kevin McCullough. So get out your baseball voice, because there's lots of baseball to be had. I know the Yankees didn't deliver today, but they still have two more games at Yankee Stadium. And then on Monday, folks, remember, earlier in the show, I think I said it was a 1 o'clock game. But, of course, Nick Nicholas corrected me. It was originally a 2 o'clock game, but now a 6 p.m. game on Eclipse Day. So head out to Yankee Stadium. That's going to be a lot of fun. But I know what we're going to be doing tonight, Kevin, because we are huge college basketball fans, and we are going to see Caitlin Clark. I mean, she's just like magic. It is just beautiful to watch her from Iowa. So
I actually wrote about watching her the basketball. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of a college basketball nut, but I don't get to follow it as closely during the season as we do in the postseason. But she is arguably the greatest player to ever play for women. She's got the college scoring record. She set last week the assists records for the postseason. And but some people have taken this to a kind of a crazy level. There was a columnist that was like, well, she should try out for the NBA. And I'm like, no, dude, you're missing the point. She can go be Michael Jordan in the WNBA, which is what she's made for. She would be the worst player in the league in the NBA if she made the team, but she'll be a star in the WNBA. So go, Caitlin.
Well, she is going pro. She's going to be on Indiana's team. So, you know, we wish her continued success, but she's really wonderful to watch. And I think it's also a testament to how great women can be.
Yeah.
But remember, Kevin and I, we've had this conversation before. Playing against women, okay? I mean, let's not mix it up, folks, because then it gets all murky. But anyway, speaking of men wearing skirts, it is parade this weekend. So if you want to go out and celebrate on Saturday, April 6th, celebrate the Scottish culture, there is a parade on 6th Avenue. It goes from 2 to 4 p.m., 6th Avenue between 44th and 55th, NYC Tartan Week. It's a lot of fun. There's also, I know this is big in our household, the Apollo When We Went to the Moon exhibit at the Intrepid, which is really a wonderful museum. We've talked about it many times, but this is going to really chronicle everything that happened during that day, during that time. For more information, check out intrepidmuseum.org. There's also the car show at the Javits Center. There's also, if you want to get more baseball in, NYC Tourism is having a 2-for-1 baseball 24. That's the code, folks, and you can get 2-for-1 tickets for both the Yankees and the Mets in April and May. I don't think they've done this before, AB.
That's really cool.
This is a new program, and my goodness, thank goodness they are, because we all know that baseball struggles in the early days. So anyway, folks, have a great weekend. It is Kevin, I'm glad your voice is back, and
well, we'll see how long it lasts. I've still got tomorrow's show to go through for the that Kevin show. Now my brain's not working, nothing's working anymore. Anyway, friends, thank you so much. If you missed any of it, go get the podcast. It's anywhere you can find podcasts. Just look for Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live, and you'll find it. Christine, thank you so much. Thanks to Tracy. Thanks to Marty. And friends, thanks to you. We'll see you next week.
Happy Friday.